This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Deadly West Coast wildfires continue to divide President Donald Trump and the state's Democratic leaders for how to prevent blazes from becoming more frequent and destructive. Scientists say it's not as simple as blaming either climate change or the way it is managed. The governors of California, Oregon, and Washington state have all said global warming is priming forests for wildfires as they become hotter and drier. During a visit Monday to California, Mr. Trump pointed to how states manage forests. While experts say thinning trees and brush can help prevent fire threats, it's expensive and it's difficult to do the work as climate change dries out vegetation and more people move closer to areas that burn. Hurricane Sally is slowly closing in on the northern Gulf Coast, with powerful winds and weather forecasters are warning of potentially historic flooding. Hurricane warning stretched from Louisiana to Florida and Alabama Monday. The governor, Kay Ivey, asked for a federal emergency declaration as the Weather Service warned of a storm surge of more than 9 feet in the Mobile area. The storm reached Category 2 strength and with sustained winds of 100 miles per hour Monday afternoon. Meanwhile, Hurricane Paulette knocked out power lines in much of Bermuda on Monday, but eventually appeared to have caused only limited damage, even as swells reached as far as the east coast of the United States. The storm lingered over the British territory longer than initially forecast by the Bermuda Weather Service. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said swells were reaching parts of the Leeward Islands, the Greater Antilles, the Bahamas, Bermuda, and the east coast of the United States, as far east of the United States. This is VOA News. China's finance ministry said Tuesday that it will extend existing tariff exemptions for 16 products from the United States, including lubricants, whey, and fish meal, by an additional year. The products received exemptions from retaliatory tariffs imposed by China on U.S. goods as countermeasures to use U.S. Section 301 action in 2019. The ministry said the extension will last through September 16, 2021. This comes as the Trump administration Monday said it will block U.S. imports of cotton, clothing, and other products from five specific entities in Western China's Xinjiang region. Department of Homeland Security Acting Deputy Secretary Kenneth Cuccinelli says the move is aimed at combating China's use of forced labor by detained Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. He said the administration was conducting more legal analysis of the region-wide import bans. South Korea's prime minister told a cabinet meeting Tuesday that the country will secure early supply of coronavirus vaccines for international organizations and overseas drug makers for 30 million people, or 60% of its population. Globally, there are more than 926,000 COVID-19-related deaths and more than 29.1 million infections. Eight former commanders of Colombia's demobilized FARC guerrillas on Monday asked for forgiveness for kidnappings committed by the rebel group during the country's armed conflict and said they regretted the grave error. It is the first time since November 2016's peace deal between the government and the demobilized Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia that a group of former commanders, including former leader Rodrigo Ladano, have asked for forgiveness and accepted that they have made mistakes. Colombia's government and human rights groups accused the demobilized guerrillas of having kidnapped thousands of civilians and members of the armed forces during the rebels' part and more than the 50-year conflict that has led to 260,000 dead and millions displaced. An international team of astronomers Monday announced the discovery of a rare gas molecule that's phosphine in the clouds of Venus. It may be the first real evidence in the solar system of life beyond Earth. The team, which includes scientists from Britain, Japan, and the USA, on Earth, phosphine is only made industrial by microbes that thrive in oxygen-free environments. The team estimates the phosphine exists in Venus's clouds in only small concentrations. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.